I don't know if you're aware of what will land, but there is an honor flight taking off this morning. And tonight is going to be the first time the welcome home party is happening since all of the renovations at the Fort Wayne International Airport. To tell us a bit more, to bring us all up to speed, we're turning to our very own Pat Miller from the Pat Miller Program. Good morning, Pat.
Kayla, good morning to you. The people are actually going out and getting on the buses now. You know, you've been on an honor flight. This runs like a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. I was going to have Ian, the Newsnator Randall from my program, on the air with me just now, but his bus has already loaded, and they're already on their way to the A321. The plane is about half loaded right now, Kayla. It's going to take off, and when they take off, an hour later, they'll be landing at Reagan National Airport. This is an amazing time because, Kayla, you're right, when they come home, and you've seen some of the welcome homes that we have done. In fact, the last one we did was somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people.
Wow.
They could do that again. We could actually be back in the airport for the first time in 3 years. So I want everybody to come out. If they get here, Kayla, by about 8:15 to 8:30, if they park in the long-term parking portion of the parking lot, long-term, as they leave, they will not be charged for parking here because the airport authority one more time steps up and really tries to help honor flight. Kayla, you've been on one. Mm-hmm. You know what this is like.
Yeah, the welcome home party, I think, is actually one of the most touching experiences of the whole thing, because to see all these crowds of people who have gathered a lot of times on a school night, like in today's situation, if folks are still in school, kiddos are still in school, coming with their big signs, they're cheering, they're applauding as all of these vets walk off the plane. Pat, if someone's never attended this welcome home party before, what would you say to that person to get them to come out?
This is a chance, and I'm not overstating this, but this is a chance to actually see and welcome home 83 heroes.
Yeah.
Heroes. Kayla, there are 41 from the Vietnam War on this flight.
Mm.
And, you know, they never got the right welcome home. Well, they will tonight. And you know how this works because you've been on one. Halfway home, they're going to surprise them with mail call. And they will get envelopes specifically designed for them with letters in there from the governor and this senator and that representative, but also there'll be some things in there from friends and from their family. I had the privilege of adding an envelope for Bob Meyer today because this is the Sandy Meyer Memorial flight, and you remember Sandy.
Sure do.
She was. I told Bob this morning, you might have been the colonel, but she was the general. They've already loaded everybody for the red bus, and that was my bus because Sandy was on that bus, and she determined from my very first flight that would always be the bus that I would be on. But when they come back, they think they've had their full day. They get their mail call halfway home, and half of them get a little teary-eyed by then, and they're thinking, okay, surely this is it, but it's not. If we could have, Kayla, 2,500 to 3,000 people out here at the airport tonight to welcome them home.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Just come out here, park in the long-term parking. You won't pay for your parking. Just come inside the airport, and we're going to pack people in there and welcome these people home. It will actually it'll be a great patriotic moment, not just for the veterans, but to everybody that welcomes them back home. And, Kayla, you're right. I encourage everybody, school groups, your grandkids, people from your church, everybody get out to the airport tonight and welcome home these veterans.
Okay.
And, Kayla, I'll be talking to you again in a couple of hours, but
yeah,
Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, really quick, Pat, one more time. When do folks need to get out there, and where can they park? One more time.
They need to get here about 8:15. Now, that's going to put them about 45 minutes to an hour before the landing, but it's to make sure they get in the long-term parking area, long-term, and then they get into the airport. And if we stand there and we're there for a half an hour before the plane gets there, for all these guys and gals have done for us, standing for a half an hour in the airport to welcome them home is not a big deal.
No, it's the least we can do.
It's a terrific deal for them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Pat, well, we will talk to you again in the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks for being there, hanging out, and wish Ian the best of luck.
I will. Yeah, Kayla, thanks so much.
That's Pat Miller, host of the Pat Miller Program, joining us here on WoWo as another honor flight about to take off. 83 veterans heading to Washington, D.C. today, a part of this flight. And then, of course, after this flight, the next one up will be in August, and it is that special Purple Heart flight where we'll land that you all helped make possible. We'll actually chat more about that flight specifically with Pat also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Podcasts by Federated Media.